Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas comes early to Fulton County, Indiana. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is an amazing victory.
Great victory,
and
yes.
It's a federal judge in Indiana that ultimately dismissed the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana against the Fulton County and their constitutional display. It's a nativity scene that's been on the courthouse lawn. Liberty Counsel represents Fulton County, and the court also awarded Liberty Counsel costs so that the ACLU and their client have to now pay Liberty Counsel our out-of-pocket cost for defending and now winning this case.
It seems like every year these cases come up where these atheist groups try to oppress these nativity scenes, even though they just don't seem to understand these are constitutional nativity scenes.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't seem to
see
learn.
See a picture of this beautiful nativity scene right here. That's been in existence for a number of years.
40 years it's been there.
40 years.
And the Optimist Club, the local Optimist Club, is the one who puts it up, takes care of it for 40 years.
Yep, and the ACLU and its client first brought a lawsuit in 2018 to challenge the constitutionality of this annual holiday display on the grounds of the courthouse. The two Christmas seasons already had come and gone since they sued because they didn't ask for a preliminary injunction. The plaintiffs then belatedly sought a preliminary injunction as an extraordinary and drastic remedy to ban it just before the holiday season last year. The judge ultimately did not grant that, and they ended up, we have two cases against, with two different counties. We have Fulton County. We represent another county in Indiana.
Jackson County. And you know what's amazing is, and both those clients do not live in the county.
Right.
And what does that say?
And the ACLU filed suit against both of them.
Right.
They thought they were going to wipe out these nativity scenes. To these county officials' credit, Fulton County and Jackson County, Indiana, they reached out to Liberty Counsel and they said, no, we're going to fight this. And so we agreed to represent these counties at no cost, free of charge. We ended up taking the one case all the way to the Court of Appeals because the lower court judge ruled against us in a terrible ruling. We appealed that. And we went to the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and we won a major decision there. It was a huge decision. In fact, it's the first decision in the country regarding nativity scenes to say that the so-called lemon test does not apply. Mm-hmm. This is a terrible test that the Supreme Court came up with a number of years ago that's caused a lot of confusion. And we argued that the court needed to just look more at the historical nature of this and the First Amendment. And the court did. So it's a great precedent-setting case in addition to a great win.
Well, you know, you've got to continue to fight for these because the Grinches will just keep coming along and trying to take them out, even though you'd think they learned by now that they're not going to win.
Yeah. And so, you know, we won there. And then obviously the other case that did not go yet to the Court of Appeals was still pending at the lower court. The ACLU saw the handwriting on the wall because they're very similar, and they ended up dismissing that case as well. So we've got two victories, Fulton County and Jackson County, filed by the ACLU. The ACLU has to pay cost to Liberty Counsel for bringing these suits. Now, in the case of Fulton County, the Rochester Optimist Club is a volunteer organization dedicated to improving the lives of youth through service projects and civic engagement, and has owned, stored, and maintained this holiday display in Fulton County for nearly 40 years. In addition to the nativity scene, the Fulton County display includes a Santa house, Santa Claus, lighted reindeer, snowmen, and a candlestick. But the ACLU and their client said, no, that's got to go, and they wanted the whole thing removed. you know, the Supreme Court has already issued, and numerous courts of appeal have recognized that government entities may recognize Christmas as a holiday and may maintain Christmas displays that include both religious and secular symbols. This, we've argued from the very beginning, does not violate the First Amendment. It includes all of the elements. And obviously, you can have a large nativity scene like what I'm looking at right here is a very quite large one. It looks like it's made out of, in part, bales of hay.
It's really neat. They have all the characters. But can you imagine, Matt? I mean, we're celebrating Christ's birthday, and to not be able to represent that with a nativity scene is just horrible.
Now, you say, well, this is just a symbol. Why do we need a nativity scene? But look, you know, here's the thing. Our country was founded on religious freedom. Mm-hmm. You have to ask the question, well, you say, well, my religious free exercise is not violated by this. Maybe not. Maybe not. But the First Amendment has the Establishment Clause that government cannot establish religion. And that's what they're coming under. And they're saying, well, this is a government establishment of religion, a passive display that doesn't force you to do anything. They say that's an establishment of religion. If a passive display that doesn't force you to do anything, that doesn't change your status as a citizen, doesn't affect your rights in that particular city or county, you get the same, you know, treatment under the law that anybody else gets in that particular city or county. How is that an establishment of religion?
Yeah, and isn't there a Christmas song that comes from the book of Isaiah that says the government is on his shoulders?
Yeah. And so, you know, we've been celebrating Christmas for many, many decades in our country. But it's broader than just the nativity scene. Because what they really want in these nativity scenes is you can have Santa Claus and the reindeer and the candy canes and whatever else, just don't have the nativity scene.
But it's not their birthday.
No. And, you know, we have a holiday that's recognized as Christmas in our federal laws. In our courts, they're closed on Christmas for Christmas Day. You look at what are the holidays throughout the year in our court procedures, Christmas, December 25.
Christ Mass.
And you have that in the state as well. You have not just this passive display, but you also have the motto, In God We Trust. You have all of the different symbols when you go through Washington, D.C. You have the Ten Commandments that are all over the place. They're in the United States Supreme Court, 50 or so displays of the Ten Commandments inside and outside of the courthouse. You have the Ten Commandments, Holly, as part of the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit's seal.
Right.
Why? Because it represents law.
And America was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles.
Yeah, and if you start saying, let's wipe out all of our religious heritage, it begins to then affect your free exercise of religion. How? Well, these same groups have argued that churches should not have, the government should not come and clean the parking lots of churches whenever you have a huge snow day. They go to all the parking lots for safety purposes, and they help to, you know, clean the parking lots, church or not church, and they'll say, well, that's an establishment of religion. Or they'll say, well, you can't have a Bible club on campus after school because it's on government property. You can't use the band shell at the park because that's only for secular activities and you wanting to have a religious activity there. It begins to then seep out. You can't have a church rent a school because that would be a church on public property, even though they rent that facility out to other people. So it begins to set a precedent. And that's why we even had, and we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas Project, because you would go to stores, you couldn't hear Christmas music. You wouldn't see Christmas decorations. Oh, you would see them, but they weren't called Christmas decorations. They were called holiday decorations. A Christmas tree was called a holiday tree. Give me a break. I mean, so that's the kind of consequence that happens when you start to say, oh, it doesn't really affect me. Yes, it does affect you. This is a great decision, and it's a great precedent. Because what we want to ultimately do is bring the First Amendment back toward what it originally was designed to do.
Right.
And this clearly is not an establishment of religion by any means whatsoever. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for our free emails. You can go to the subscribe button up at the top, and you can sign up for a number of our emails that are on religious freedom, on different public policy issues. We have a lot of them that you can sign up for free, as well as our newsletter. That'll keep you informed about issues affecting our family, faith, and freedom, and then give you an opportunity to make a difference. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.